Firaun said, "Have you come to drive us out of our land with your magic, O Musa?" Look at his obsession with the conspiracy theory. What do they like to brand Muslims as? Fanatics and terrorists. Terrorists who want to subvert law and order. Terrorists who want to overthrow the existing systems. And this is what Pharaoh's preoccupation was as well. "Then indeed, we can produce magic the like thereof. So appoint a meeting between us and you, which neither we nor you shall fail to keep in an open place where both shall have a just and equal chance." Musa said, "Maw'idukum yawm al-zina." Your appointed meeting is the day of the festival, and let the people assemble when the sun has risen. Now if you notice something, that Musa alayhi salam, when Allah first told him, is feeling very timid at the thought of going in, confronting Fir'aun. But when he's actually in that situation, look at his confidence and fearlessness. He's not thrown off balance by Fir'aun's controversial question. He answers it skillfully and continues as if the interruption hadn't even taken place. So Allah is giving us a message that take that first step and the rest will be made easy for you. So Fir'aun withdrew, devised his plot and then came back. Now there's going to be an open confrontation. Musa said to them, "Woe unto you, do not invent a lie against Allah, lest he should destroy you completely by torment. And surely he who invents a lie against Allah will fail miserably." Then they debated with one another what they must do, and they kept their talk secret. They said, "Indeed, these are two magicians." So they come up with this conspiracy theory that Musa and his brother are two magicians. Their object is to drive you out from your land with magic and overcome your cultured lifestyle. Most converts relate that before they accepted Islam or read the Quran, they had this image of Islam and Muslims as being these fanatics and terrorists and, you know, these bandits. And this is their propaganda campaign. So Fir'aun too conducted this propaganda campaign against Musa and Harun. And they said, "These are just two magicians and they want to finish off your cultured lifestyle. People say, oh, don't read the Quran, you'll have no more fun. So devise your plot and then assemble in line. And whoever overcomes this day will indeed be successful." "Qalu ya Musa," they said, "O Musa, either you throw first or we be the first to throw." Now imagine that scene. All the people are watching eagerly to see who is going to win. And most of the people must have thought that Musa alayhi salam is going to lose. Musa alayhi salam said, "Bal alqu," "No, you throw first." Then behold, their ropes and their sticks by their magic appeared to him as though they moved fast. So Musa conceived fear in himself. Now this means that magic can have an effect upon people. If it could affect the Prophet as well, then it can affect others as well. "Qulna la taqaf," we said, "do not be afraid. Surely you will have the upper hand. And throw that which is in your right hand. It will swallow up that which they have made. That which they have made is only a magician's trick. Wala yuflihu as-sahiru haythu ata." The magician can never be successful from wherever he comes. This is very important. We learn that sihr, magic, is kufr. And the Prophet ﷺ told us this, that whoever learns a little bit of magic, he's committed kufr. This is the gist of the hadith. Allah is saying the magician can never be successful. Even if he's achieving his purpose, it's only for the time being. It's only temporary. And on the day of judgment, the punishment that he will receive will make him regret that magic. That the magician will never be successful to whatever amount of skill he may attain. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ السُّجَّدَ. So what happens? Musa alayhi salam's stick swallows up their falsehoods. And the magicians fall down in sajda. They said, "We believe in the Lord of Harun and Musa." Fir'aun said, "Do you believe in him before I give you permission? Indeed, he is your chief who has taught you magic. So I will surely cut off your hands and feet on opposite sides. And I will surely crucify you on the trunks of date palms. And you will surely know which of us can give the severe and more lasting torment." They said, "لَن نُؤْثِرَكَ عَلَى مَا جَاءَنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ." They said, "We will not prefer you over what has come to us of the clear signs. And we will not prefer you to him who created us." At the end of the day, it's a choice between Allah and the people of this world. "So decree whatever you desire to decree, for you can only decree regarding this life of the world." Look at the transformation in the magicians. That suddenly, from being these servile cowards who are doing this magic for money, they become these fearless heroes. And look at the clarity of their vision. And this clarity only comes with iman. So do what you want. What is the worst that you can do? Kill us? Well, that's all you can do. You can't affect us in the hereafter. Inna amanna bi rabbina. We have believed in our Lord, that He may forgive us our faults and the magic to which you did compel us. Wallahu khairun wa baqa, and Allah is better and more lasting. See how they expose Fir'aun suddenly from being this haughty monarch, is just this blustering bully that I'll do this to you and I'll do this to you. And they say, calmly, do what you want. What can you do to us? Kill us? Well, kill us then. We have to return to Allah. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَأْتِ رَبَّهُ مُجْرِمًا. Indeed, whoever comes to his Lord as a criminal, then surely for him is hell, where he will neither die nor live. Now again and again we find this word criminal. وَمَنْ يَأْتِهِ مُؤْمِنًا. Whoever comes to him as a believer, and not just iman, and he has done good deeds. For such are the high ranks, paradise, under which rivers flow, wherein they will live forever. وَذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ مَنْ تَزَكَّى. Such is the reward of those who purify themselves. And indeed we revealed to Musa, saying, travel by night with my slaves and strike a dry path for them in the sea, fearing neither to be overtaken nor being afraid. Then Fir'aun pursued them with his host, but the sea water completely overwhelmed them and covered them up. And Fir'aun led his people astray and he did not guide them. O children of Israel, we delivered you from your enemy, and we made a covenant with you on the right side of the mount, and we sent down to you manna and quails, saying, eat of the pure things wherewith we have provided you, and commit no transgression or oppression therein, lest my anger should justly descend on you. And he on whom my anger descends, faqad hawa, he has indeed perished. And indeed I am forgiving to him who repents, believes, and does good deeds, and then remains constant in doing them. وَمَا أَعْجَلَكَ عَنْ قَوْمِكَ يَا مُوسَىٰ. What made you hasten from your people, O Musa? قَالَ هُمْ أُولَاءِ عَلَىٰ أَثَرِي وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَىٰ. Look at the beautiful response he gives. He said, they are close on my footsteps and I hasten to you, O my Lord, that you might be pleased. This is the level of the sabiqoon. They're yearning to be with Allah. His longing to be close to Allah. So he comes before Allah's time, before Allah has commanded him to come. Allah said, indeed, we have tried your people in your absence, and Samiri has led them astray. Samiri was a man amongst the Jews. Then Musa returned to his people in a state of anger and sorrow. Now he'd been given the Torah, he'd been given the commandments, and then he returns. He said, O my people, did not your Lord promise you a fair promise? Did then the promise seem to you long in coming? And you feel so sorry for Musa alayhi salam at this point, that from that sublime meeting with Allah, in which he's talking to Allah, he's told that this is what his people were doing in his absence. Or did you desire that wrath should descend from your Lord on you, that you broke your promise to me? They said, we did not break the promise to you of our own will, but we were made to carry the weight of the ornaments of the people. They said, no, it was just that the gold was so heavy. Then we cast them into the fire, and that was what Samiri suggested. Then he took out of the fire for them a calf which seemed to bellow. He made a golden calf and, he managed to make a voice coming out from that. They said, this is your God and the God of Musa, but Musa has forgotten his God. Look what the childish people they were. Did they not see that it could not return to them a word and that it had no power either to harm them or to do them good? And Harun had indeed said to them before this, O my people, you are being tested in this. And indeed your Lord is Allah, the most gracious. So follow me and obey my order. They said, we will not stop worshipping it until Musa returns to us. No, we're going to go on doing this. Musa said, O Harun, what prevented you when you saw them going astray, that you followed me not? Have you then disobeyed my order? Harun said, O son of my mother, seize me not by my beard nor by my head. Indeed, I feared lest you should say, you have caused a division amongst the children of Israel, and you have not respected my word. Musa said, فَمَا خَطْبُكَ يَا سَامِرِيُّ. And what is the matter with you, O Samiri? Samiri said, I saw what they saw not, so I took a handful of dust from the print of the messenger and threw it into the fire. Thus my inner self suggested to me. And he gives this confused, obscure explanation that, I did this magic and that's how it happened. Musa said, then go away. And indeed your punishment in this life will be that you will say, La misasa, touch me not. He went mad. And you have a promise that will not fail. And look at your God to which you have been devoted. We will certainly burn it and scatter its particles in the sea. And we find that Samiri spent the rest of his life in insanity, wandering about blindly. Innama ilahukum Allahu alladhi la ilaha illahu. We find that whenever Allah mentions the calf, He never says they made the calf into a god. It's as if it's beneath Allah's dignity to even use the word for the calf. Your God is only Allah. None has the right to be worshipped but He. وَسِعَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا He has full knowledge of all things. Thus we relate to you some information of what happened before. وَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ مِنْ لَدُنَّا ذِكْرًا Indeed, we have given you from us a reminder. This Qur'an is a reminder from Allah. مَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَحْمِلُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وِزْرًا Whoever turns away from it, indeed they will bear a heavy burden on the Day of Judgment. They will abide in that, and evil indeed will be that load for them on the Day of Judgment. The day when the trumpet will be blown, that day we shall gather the criminals, blind-eyed with thirst. They will speak in a very low voice to each other, saying, You stayed not longer than 10 days. We know very well what they will say, when the best among them in knowledge and wisdom will say, You stayed no longer than a day. And they ask you concerning the mountains, say, يَنْسِفُهَا رَبِّ نَصْفَى My Lord will blast them and scatter them as particles of dust. Imagine all the pictures we've seen of Mount Everest. And imagine this ayat. My Lord will blast them and scatter them as particles of dust. Then He shall leave them as a level, smooth plain. You will see therein nothing crooked or curved. On that day, mankind will follow strictly Allah's caller. No crookedness will they show Him. This is so ironical that people who reject Allah's caller in this world will nonetheless have to follow Allah's caller on that day. وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُوا إِلَّا هَمْسًا And all voices will be humbled for Ar-Rahman. People say, oh, I'll ask Allah about this. Allah is saying on that day, nobody will have the guts to speak. Nothing shall you hear but the low voice. On that day, no intercession shall avail, except the one for whom Ar-Rahman has given permission. وَرَضِيَ لَهُ قَوْلًا And whose word is acceptable to him. Before we blithely rely on the Prophet ﷺ's intercession for us, we need to please Allah. Allah knows what will happen to them in this world and what will happen to them in the hereafter. But they will never encompass anything of His knowledge. وَعَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ And all faces shall be humbled before the ever-living, the one who sustains. People say Allah is Ghafoor Rahim, He'll forgive us our sins. Allah is saying Al-Hayyul Qayyum, the all-living, the one that sustains. And he who carried a burden of wrongdoing will indeed be a complete failure on that day, a loser. And he who does good deeds while he is a believer, iman and good deeds, then he will have no fear of injustice, nor of any curtailment. وَكَذَلِكَ أَنزَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا Thus we have sent it down as a Qur'an in Arabic and have explained therein in detail the warnings in order that they may fear Allah or that it may cause them to have a lesson from it. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ Then high above all be Allah the true King and be not in haste with the Qur'an before its revelation is completed to you. وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا And say, My Lord, increase me in knowledge. Now as for this ayat 113 where Allah says, Thus have we sent it down as a Quran in Arabic. I'd like to read out a brief extract from the Torah. Man, are you not ashamed of me? Sometimes a letter comes to you from a certain friend while you are walking along the road. Turning aside from the road, you sit, read the letter and ponder over each word of it so that no part of it is missed. This book of mine I have sent down to you. Look and see how detailed I have made the explanation of my speech in it for your sake, and how repeatedly have I explained things in it in order that you may reflect on its length and breadth. Despite all this, you have turned away from it. Am I lighter to you than your friend? O man, sometimes a certain friend of yours sits beside you. You come forth to him with your entire being and are attentive to his words wholeheartedly. If anyone talks to you or keeps you from listening to his words, you ask that he desist. Here I am. I have come forth to you, I have talked to you, but you have kept away from me with your mind. Have you made me lighter than your friend? And that's something to reflect upon. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقُّ If we're not interested in the Qur'an, we should know Allah doesn't need us as well. High above all be Allah, the true King. Be not in haste with the Qur'an before its revelation is completed to you. And say, My Lord, increase me in knowledge. Seek this knowledge. And indeed we made a covenant with Adam before, but he forgot, and we found on his part no firm willpower. People say, oh, I forgot to pray. We don't forget to eat, do we? And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves to Adam. They prostrated themselves except Shaitan. He refused. Then we said, O Adam, indeed this is an enemy to you and your wife. So let him not get you both out of paradise so that you will be distressed. Indeed, you will neither be hungry therein nor naked, and you will not suffer from thirst or from the sun's heat. For waswasa ilayhi shaitan. And Shaitan whispered to him, saying, O Adam, shall I lead you to the tree of eternity and to a kingdom that will never waste away? And they both ate of the tree. And so their private parts became clear to them, and they began to cover themselves with the leaves of paradise for their covering. Thus did Adam disobey his Lord, so he went astray. Then his Lord chose him and turned to him with forgiveness and gave him guidance. Allah said, get you down, both of you together. Some of you are an enemy to some others. Then if there comes to you guidance from me, then whoever follows my guidance, he shall neither go astray, nor will he be distressed. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Whoever turns away from my reminder, whoever turns away from this Quran, I'm not ready for the Quran. Oh, I find the Quran scary. I find the Quran boring. I can't understand the Quran. Allah is saying, whoever turns away from my Quran, indeed for him is a life of hardship. How? Discontent, restlessness, unease, constant guilt, depression, anxiety, because the Quran frees us from all negative emotions. And we shall raise him up. That's not it. We shall raise him up blind on the day of judgment. Now blindness is frightening enough, but just imagine if there's complete darkness and there's turmoil around you. You can hear people shouting, you can hear people screaming, noise, jostling, and you can't see. Nobody will stop to help you on that day. Imagine the fate of a blind person on that day. Qala, he will say, Rabbi lima hashartani a'ma waqad kuntu basira. Oh my Lord, why have you raised me up blind? I could see in the world. قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَّتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيْتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah will say, thus our signs came to you. We have the Quran, don't we? Now it's up to us if we wish to read it or not. We all have a copy of the Quran in our houses. Thus our signs came to you, but you forgot them. There was never enough time from our jobs, from our careers, from our education, from our children, from our husband, from our lifestyle. فَنَسِيْتَهَا. You just forgot. You didn't have time. كَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. So this day Allah has no time for you. The Prophet ﷺ said about this, the gist of which was that when someone enters the grave and someone wicked enters the grave and a door of the doors of hell opens up before him and he's told, this is your destination. And then a door from the doors of Jannah opens before him and he's told, this could have been your destination. يوم الحسرة, the day of regrets. Then his grave constricts upon him until his ribs are crushed against one another. And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is that of which Allah says, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. He will have a constricted life, an unbearable life. Thus do we requite him who transgresses beyond bounds and does not believe in the signs of his Lord. And the torment of the hereafter is far more severe and more lasting. Is it not a guidance for them to know how many generations we have destroyed before them, in whose dwellings they walk? Indeed, in this are signs for people of understanding. And had it not been for a word that went forth before from your Lord, and a term determined, their punishment must have come. فَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ قَبْلَ طُلُوعِ الشَّمْسِ وَقَبْلَ غُرُوبِهَا وَمِنْ آنَاءِ اللَّيْلِ فَاصَّبِّحْ وَأَطْرَافَ النَّهَارِ لَعَلَّكَ تَرْضَى. So bear patiently what they say and glorify the praises of your Lord before the rising of the sun and before its setting and during some hours of the night and at the ends of the day, that you may become pleased with the reward which Allah shall give you. We find that the Prophet ﷺ said on one occasion, Jibrail alayhi salam led me in prayers near the Kaaba twice. The first time he led the Zuhr prayer when the sun had declined and the shadow was equal to a shoelace, nearly 2 inches. He prayed Asr when the shadow of each thing is equal to it, and the Maghrib prayer when it is time to open the fast. The Isha prayer when the red glow of sunset had disappeared from the sky. The Fajr prayer when the one to fast stops eating and drinking. In other words, one time he read the prayers at the earliest possible time. The second day Jibril led me in prayer again. The Zuhr prayer when the shadow of each thing is equal to it. The Asr prayer when the shadow of each thing is double its amount. The Maghrib prayer at the time of opening the fast. The Isha prayer when one third of the night had passed. And the Fajr prayer when light had appeared. Then Jibril alayhi salam turned to me and said, this time is that of the former prophets and your times of prayer are between these times. In other words, this is the timing that we're supposed to pray, between the earliest and the last time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say, strain not your eyes in longing for the things we have given for enjoyment to various groups of them, the splendor of the life of this world, that we may test them thereby. But the provision of your Lord is better and more lasting. Don't turn towards the dunya and enjoin prayer on your family and be patient in offering them. We ask not of you a provision we provide for you and the good end is for the Allah conscious. They say, why does he not bring us a sign from his Lord? Has there not come to them the proof of that which is written in the form of papers? And if we had destroyed them with a torment before this, they would surely have said, our Lord, if only you had sent us a messenger, we would certainly have followed your signs before we were humiliated and disgraced. قُلْ كُلُّمْ مُتَرَبِّسٌ فَتَرَبَّسُوا فَسَتَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ أَصْحَابُ الصِّرَاطِ السَّوِيِّ وَمَنْ اِهْتَدَى. Tell them, each one is waiting, so you too wait. And you shall know who are they that are on the straight and even path and who are they that have let themselves be guided. Right now, the choice is ours. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانًا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.